And welcome in, or shall I say, welcome back. Season 2, Episode 1, Be Conscious. I'm Damian Barling. I thank you so much for hitting the download button. I thank you so much for subscribing. The show has been gone for like 5 weeks, probably been gone 6 of the last 7 weeks, 7 of the last 8 weeks. We've been out of commission for a while, and that wasn't intentional. I want to share a couple of things with you. I want to tell you where we're going. I want to tell you where we've been, but I want to start with how we got here. There's a lot to go over, and I'll share with you the future of this podcast, but I want to share with you a few things. First of all, with the show being gone so long, I was really nervous to check the subscription rate. I was really nervous to check the numbers on the website that we have to tell me how many subscribers are there. Obviously, people are listening to past episodes, which is that's dope to go back and see how many people have been listening to this show during this hiatus. But what I was really surprised by, because I was thinking, man, we haven't recorded a show in so long. We probably lost subscribers. We lost listeners. We lost people who follow along. They just assume the podcast is gone and is going to be gone moving forward. Man, the subscription rate has grown since the last episode. And I can't tell you how dope that is. Like, that's so cool to know that this show has been away for, I mean, really a month now, a month and some change, and people are still finding it and they're still downloading it. And I'm assuming people who are listening to this particular episode are people that have listened for a while or perhaps are caught up on most of, if not all of, the episodes. So as I said, thank you. If you're a new subscriber, if you're an old subscriber, if you've been here since day one, man, seriously, I can't thank you enough. And I realized I've never really told the story of how this podcast started. And I'll let you into some of the behind the scenes stuff at the company I work for and how this all came to be, because this is going to be kind of a different podcast. This is going to be kind of a different format than what we've done. Obviously, I don't have a guest. It's just me. I'm a very meticulous planner to the point where it probably drives a lot of people crazy. But when it comes to a production, when it comes to a radio show or it comes to a podcast, like, I want to be fully prepared. I want to have all of the information and I want to make sure that I present it to you in a proper way. Well, this is a little bit different because I'm just sitting down in front of a microphone at my house. I hit record on the laptop and I'm going to talk and I'm going to share some things with you, a number of things. I don't have a format in front of me and it's going to be totally scatterbrained. As things pop up into my head, I want to share them with you. And I have an idea of everything I want to touch on, but I might forget. So if I forget, then I'm going to write it down and we're going to talk about it next week. And as always, if you want to search me out on social media, you can. It's at Damian Barling across all social media platforms. Social media is definitely going to be a part of the conversation today as well. But just search my name across all social media platforms. If you want to send an email, it's DamianBarling@me.com. So let's start with Be Conscious and how Be Conscious came to be. For those of you who are unaware, I do a sports talk radio show at a sports talk station in Sacramento, California. It's cool that the show airs, you know, on an app and it airs online. And pretty much every radio show now is a worldwide radio show if people want to seek it out. But we are primarily a Northern California radio show. We're one of the biggest radio stations in Northern California, which is a nice plus. But we're pretty much localized. And, you know, we do a fantastic radio show, in my opinion. Obviously, I might be a little bit biased, but we have a pretty good following. We've always put up really good numbers and we've been able to really establish ourselves in and around the Sacramento market. But the way the sports talk business works is it's difficult to kind of ascend. And the midday, the time that I'm in, is always in a position where people look at it like, you know, you're probably going to get people who are listening for a really long time because they're at work. Now, you're not going to get as many people like, you know, the morning drive and the afternoon drive. They're going to get more people because those people are in their cars, but they're only listening for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever their commute is. That's what they're listening for. Then they're getting out of the car and they're going into their office or they're going to their job or they're going to do whatever. For some reason, in the middle of the day, we have a lot of people who are like sitting at their desks and they're listening, you know, on a website. They're listening on a radio. They're listening on a Walkman. They're listening through an app. They're listening through whatever. But the way it works is those AM drives and those afternoon drives are what drives advertising in the business. Like you're taught when you work in the morning, you've got to sell and you've got to be charming and you got to be this and you got to be that. And when you work in the afternoon, you got to sell and you got to be charming and you got to be this and you got to be that. And if you work in the midday, you can kind of do what you want because we don't really care. We don't really care what you're doing because, well, quite honestly, we don't think as many people are listening to you as they're listening to the other shows. Now, that's an antiquated theory. That's a totally false line of thinking. What they're saying is there are more people available to listen in the morning than the afternoon. They might not necessarily be listening, but they're more readily available. And I know that's a total behind the scenes thing, but it's setting up to where we're going here. And the people who work in the morning and afternoon at my radio station are pretty well solidified there. Like I'm, no matter what me and my partner Jason Ross do with our show, and you know, we've got a full cast of characters now. Chris Verlade is a fantastic producer, and Cody Baylor is a fantastic addition to our show. And we've really have tried to allow our show to evolve over the course of the last 3 years. But we're doing that because we've gone a different avenue now. Because again, Grant Napier, the afternoon guy, has been at KHDK for 30 years. He ain't going anywhere. He's the voice of the Sacramento Kings. They've just added Doug Christie. He's the color commentator for the Sacramento Kings. They're not going anywhere. No matter what we do in the middays, we're never going to the afternoon. Carmichael Dave, the guy who does the morning show, he's not going anywhere. He's good at what he does. He's got friends. He can sell. He does his radio show. He's got connection. Perfect. He ain't going anywhere. So what can we do to establish ourselves? What can we do here? Because you're not going to pay attention to what we're doing in the midday. You're not going to pay attention to what we're doing from 12 to 3. When we get nice ratings and you like to brag about it, you like to tell everybody, oh, it's our best rated show here in the afternoon, but you don't sell it to advertisers. I was actually told directly, your ratings are cool. Like, we don't sell ratings. We sell time slots, which is the one thing that we can't control. Like, I can't control the fact that I'm on at noon. Would I like to be on at, you know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m.? Yeah, I'd like to do that. 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m.? Cool. I'm down for all of that. But we have those two spots established. So we're here in the midday and we're doing our thing. And hey, we're going to do what we can. What can we do in addition to our radio show to get everybody's attention? What can we do that will get the advertising people at our company? What can we do that can get their attention? I was thinking, you know, because of the pulse of the sports community, when we started our radio show, there was a pretty deep intersect between sports and politics. Our radio show started a handful of months before Colin Kaepernick sat on the bench of the San Francisco 49ers sideline. And then obviously the sitting led to the kneeling led to demonstration, and then it just took off from there. And then Donald Trump became president, and that just opened up a bunch of stuff. So the intersect between our sports radio show and politics was pretty deep. And I thought, well, I'll never steer away from mentioning a topic that has, like, you know, a complaint about our show with a certain demographic was, well, the show is too political. Yo, man, we're not sitting down and breaking down foreign policy on the lowdown. You know, we're not sitting down breaking down Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump's, you know, little Twitter spats or public spats or anything like that. But if there's a political intersect between race and sports or politics and sports, like we're going to touch on it. And I'm going to tell you how I feel, because I've always believed I'm going to do a radio show the way I want to do it. And if I fail, fine. Like, fire me. I'll move on. I'll do something else. I've done other things in my life. I can move on to something else. That's fine. You can fire me if I fail. But what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to do what you think I should do. I'm not going to be a fake radio person. Like, I'm not going to not talk about this because I don't want to make people uncomfortable. You're going to listen to me and determine whether you love me, hate me, or are indifferent. I would rather you love me. I'd rather you hate me than be indifferent. But I'm going to give you my opinion on something, and you can judge how you feel about me on that. I'm not going to give you a contrived opinion. I'm not going to sit on a fence because I don't want to upset people. So we never steered away from politics. We never steered away from that intersect. We didn't steer away from Colin Kaepernick. We didn't steer away from police shootings. We didn't steer away from Stephon Clark being murdered. We didn't do any of that. And I thought, you know, one thing that our advertisers really love is this new digital department. They're big on how can we sell your social media accounts? How can we sell podcasts and clicks and video podcasts? And how can we monetize our .com more? I thought, I got an idea. I'm going to do a podcast. No one, not just at the radio station, but within the entire company, which encompasses four different radio stations here in the Sacramento area. No one had ever done a new content podcast before. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to essentially create a new market. I'm going to create a podcast that's going to deal solely in political issues. Now, there could be, in this case, you know, on the radio show, it's sports where politics intersect. On the podcast, it's politics where sports intersect. Like, you can go back and check some of our conversations with David Steele. I thought having Howard Bryant as the first guest, the very first guest of the Lowdown was the very first guest of the Be Conscious podcast, excuse me, was very strategic. I knew I needed to grab part of the sports crowd and bring them into the political conversation and then go from there. Howard Bryant was the perfect guy to do that with. And we've done it a number of times with Karin J. Phillips from the New York Daily News. Obviously, we had David Steele on not that long ago to talk about Tommy Smith and John Carlos. And you know, there have been different conversations about sports along the way. But it was important to bring the sports crowd into the political conversation and then get into conversations with, like, DeRay or Ijoma Olua or things along those lines. And I thought we did a really, really good job of doing that. So the plan was, we're going to create this original content podcast and we'll push it out through all of our channels. The subscribers will go, we'll tweet it, we'll Instagram it, we'll Facebook, we'll make all these different teaser videos, we'll pull all of these nice graphics on it, we'll do all this. The podcast is going to blow up. You're going to sell it to advertisers and everybody's going to be happy, and we're going to have this brand new platform that our company can monetize. I don't know how many episodes we are in. I probably should have checked, but it's 20-something, right? I think we're around 24, 5, 6, 7. We're 20-some-odd episodes in. Have you ever heard me do an advertising read? Have you ever heard me say, this episode of Be Conscious is brought to you by? Nah. You didn't, because it was never sold. You know why it was never sold? Because once we announced that we were doing it, that was kind of the end, and no one paid attention to it again. Most people in the building didn't know this podcast existed. Most of the advertising people were never made aware that this podcast, that was the most downloaded podcast on our entire network, they didn't know that it existed. And I say that now. I know I just said this was the first original content podcast. It was, but like, my radio show goes out to a podcast. The various radio shows from the various radio stations, they all go out as podcasts that you can download through iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and all that, particularly the sports ones. The sports ones have good followings. Be Conscious lapped all of them. My original goal, my first goal that I wrote down was, I need Be Conscious to pass the Lowdown in subscribers. Because the audience is broader, and I need to be able to get that broader audience. And we had the most subscribed to podcast on our platform already. The Lowdown podcast was already the most subscribed to podcast. And we did that within the first 4 weeks. Four episodes into Be Conscious, we passed that number. And it was like, okay, we got to start setting new barometers. And I'm looking weekly and episode. I'm looking at all these episodes, and I'm looking at people like DeRay McKesson and Ijoma Alu and all these people who are retweeting this podcast to tens and thousands of people. In DeRay's case, he's tweeting it out to a million people. And I'm looking at this thing gaining traction. Like, does anybody know that we're here? Does anybody down there know that we're doing this? They didn't. until the midterms. When the midterms came around, they knew this podcast existed. And I'm going to tell you why. And this is going to make some people uncomfortable, but I'm going to keep it. I'm going to tell you a story, and that's I'll save the names, but I'm going to tell you a story. The morning of the midterm election, I tweeted a picture that was it was a picture from. Yeah, I don't know, you know, the era, which was early 1900s or whatever. And it was a black man in a noose with a sign around his neck that said, "This N-word voted." And I think it's so stupid. The language of the podcast will be a discussion also here in a minute. So I'm going to get back to that in a second. But you know what I'm saying? This N-word voted. And it showed him lynched, hanging from a tree. And I posted that picture with a two-paragraph statement to go along with it that I had crafted, and I'm not kidding you, for 4 weeks. When I came across that picture, I knew I was going to post it across my social media platforms on Election Day. And the point of it was, young black people, you need to get out there and vote. Look at this picture. Look at what has happened. Look at what it's taken for you to get the right to vote. We all must take advantage of that right. Minority voting, particularly young minority voting, cannot be as bad as it was in the Trump-Clinton election. And I posted that probably around 7 a.m. I usually get to the station around 10:30, 10 o'clock, called into a meeting. Hey, they need to talk to us downstairs real quick. Okay. It's about 45 minutes before the show starts, maybe 30 minutes before the show starts, before the radio show starts. And I get this long spiel about how the picture is inappropriate. And I'm told the post, the written portion of the post, was brilliant, but you've got to take the picture down. And I said, well, there's no one's reading the post without the picture. Like, the picture has to be there. Yeah, but we're the company, you know, we're concerned it could, you know, incite anger. And I'm like, yeah, that's the point. It's supposed to make you angry. Like, look at the picture. There's nothing cozy about it. Like, it's supposed to piss you off. Oh, yeah, D-Lo, but we can't have that. And I'm looking at three people in the room like, nah, like, and I'm fighting for it. I'm fighting to leave this picture up. But they're telling me, no, you've got to take it down. And in the moment, I'm looking at my watch and I'm thinking the show starts in 10 minutes. I have several choices here. I could quit, which it felt stupid even then. I could take the picture down and move on with the day. Or I could just ask to be suspended and sent home and give me whatever my punishment is, but I'm not taking the picture down. And I fought and fought and fought and fought, and it just all fell on deaf ears. It was just constant repeating. And I finally said, I got a radio show to do. Like, the bottom line is, you want me to take the post down? No, we don't want you to take the post down. We just want you to take the picture down. Well, there's no post without the picture. No one's going to read this long-ass post without the accompanying picture. But I've got a radio show to do, so whatever. I disagree with you. Tell whoever's in charge I disagree with them. You've completely missed the meaning of all of this, but whatever. Stormed off upstairs, got my headphones on, got ready to do the radio show, deleted the picture from across all social media platforms. 2 days later, everyone was talking about my podcast. And I thought it was funny. And I was getting messages that people higher ups were listening to the podcast about how I express, you know, frustration so well, but I'm also equally bound. All of this different type of stuff. And I'm thinking, what were they afraid of? Like what were they listening for? And one of the lines in our conversation was, well, the company doesn't think it's an appropriate post for a midday sports talk show host to have. And I thought, that's fantastic. Do those same people know that I host a politically based podcast on the network? Well, I'm not sure that that's crossed their radar yet. Well, it has now. And suddenly a whole bunch of people were paying attention to it. Suddenly all those past episodes were getting downloaded. And then I started getting messages. Hey, man, a lot of people really like your podcast, but you can't cuss. And I laughed because I knew what episode. If you've listened to this podcast since the beginning, like I try not to be someone who cusses a lot. And on this podcast, I've been very particular about when I use certain words. And if you listen to this podcast since its inception, you can probably pinpoint the two or three times that I cussed, because that was all very impactful. Like, I use those words to create an impact. Like, I use those words as like an exclamation mark. Oh, you got to treat it like a radio show, dude. You just can't cuss. You got to treat it like a radio show, even though there's no FCC rules. It's the company's policy. So I can't even sprinkle in some colorful language here and there anymore, which is fine. Like, I get it. Like, that's a preference thing by a company, right? I would understand it more if at the end of this podcast I'd said, oh, by the way, this episode of Be Conscious was brought to you by, because I could see an advertiser. Well, we don't mind the edgy topics. We just don't want the bad language. Like, I would totally understand that. But I still don't have a sponsor to read. Which brings us to another thing that I don't think I've ever told anyone. So that kind of encompasses how the podcast was created and how the podcast got noticed within the network and how the podcast got noticed within people that I work for. Now, I've always had people like coworkers, like peers who have supported this podcast. When I talk about, I'm talking about people who are higher ups. I'm talking about people who sell stuff. I'm talking about people who have the ability to hire and fire. Like, they became aware of this podcast for the first time during the midterms. And we're talking about sponsors right there, which brings to another story that I don't think I've shared with you before. I've posted it on social media before, a very abbreviated version. But I don't think I've ever fully told this story before. And again, I'm going to save the names to protect the innocent. But if you recall that day when it was week two or week three of not the NFL season that's wrapping up here, but the season before, when Donald Trump said, don't you wish an owner or a coach would yank those son of a bitches who were kneeling off the field and fire them? And I posted a picture of Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid taking a knee, looking up, saying, you know, I'll roll with these son of a bitches every day, or something along those lines. And son of a bitches was in quotes, obviously, for that particular reason. And I pinned it to the top of my Twitter profile and left it there. And weeks, months later, almost a year later, maybe not that far, maybe not a year, but months and months later, I was finalizing an endorsement with a company, and the endorsement was actually my idea. It was an advertiser that was already on the station, and I thought, I'm perfect for this. Then I got together with the account executive. We put together a whole proposal. They agreed. The paperwork was in the boss's office. The money was counted. They called back and said, there's something on his Twitter profile that makes some people in our company uncomfortable. We want to keep all our advertising on the station. We don't want to change it. We just can't have him as an endorser of the company. And I went through my Twitter page for a year, like a year's worth of my timeline, to find out what they were talking about. And I couldn't find it. And the only thing I could figure out was, it was that picture with that tagline, I'll roll with these son of a bitches. And I asked the account executive, could you find out if this is what it was? And she went back and asked and said, she came back and said, no one really knows specifically what it was, but it has something to do with a picture. I was like, that was it. Okay. That happened twice. I lost two endorsements because of that picture with that tagline of Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid. And endorsements in my business are very lucrative. Like, that's, you can make good money as a quality radio show. You can make really good money. But you can supplement that money a lot with endorsements. And so it was a big deal to lose one. It was a really big deal for me to lose two. And I posted a picture when the Nike commercial came out with a brief description of what happened. That picture that I had posted on my timeline, I had blown up and it's hanging in my hallway. And I look at that like, man, that picture made so many people uncomfortable. That act made so many people uncomfortable, because you can't tell me it's the phrase son of a bitches, because I've really lost the ability over the course of the Trump administration to figure out what is okay to say on television and what is not. Because if the president of the United States goes out there and calls people son of a bitches, well, my goodness, can I? I can comfortably use that tagline on my Twitter page, can I? Especially when I put it in quotes. I can do that, right? Because if the president of the United States can call some athletes who are fighting for social equality sons of bitches, well, I can call just about anybody a son of a bitch, can I? So that picture has always meant a lot to me, and I have that picture framed and put up in my hallway. But endorsements are the driving force of our business, because you have endorsements, that means you have advertisers. You have advertisers, that means you have money. That means whatever you're driving, whether it's a podcast or a radio show, your boss is happy. And here we are, you know, half a year and 20 some odd episodes in, whatever this may be, and have not been able to land one advertiser, despite the fact the weekly downloads that it gets crushes anything any live radio stream does, any podcast does, any monthly. See, because now a network of podcasts have been created. A number of people at the company I work for do podcasts, which is awesome. That was the whole idea. Hey, I'll set the blueprint for this. Jump on. Let's roll. Everybody get rich. It didn't quite work out that way. Now, I don't know if everybody else is getting rich and it's just not me, but we'll continue with the blueprint of what we're doing because we know that it works. And during this hiatus, you know, I really couldn't decide what to do with this. We have focused so much on what we're going to do to make the daily radio show better, the sports talk radio show. We've focused so much on, like, what can we do to make this better? What can I do to be a more profitable entity in my time slot for the company? I think this podcast is one of them. Oh, we've got to do some things with your social media network. We're gonna revamp your Instagram, or we're gonna revamp all of these social profiles, because we are all about our digital marketing in 2019. I was like, okay, well, we're gonna run that then. We're gonna run digital marketing in 2019. You're gonna have more engagement with what we're doing through Be Conscious and the Lowdown than you are anything else on your network. And 22 days in, 23 days in, that's exactly what we've done. Whether it's through Instagram, whether it's through Facebook, whether it's through Twitter, we've created that interaction. We've created that outreach there that is drawing people into what we're doing. And that's what we're going to do with this podcast. So the podcast isn't going anywhere. I will tell you this, so the podcast is going to be different, because one of my biggest frustrations, this podcast was rolling and I was in a good rhythm with guests, topics, everything we were doing, until it was the first episode. It was the first time we had missed a week. No matter how depleted I was, no matter how tired I was, even if I was on vacation, I made sure that a podcast was reported, because I wanted things to go up every single Thursday. I wanted a new podcast to go up every single Thursday. And we were going into record. I was going into record with an author on Wednesday. It was the only time that we could get that person. It was a Wednesday morning. We had tried for a Tuesday, Monday. We had tried for the weekend. I tried all sorts of times. It had to be Wednesday. So I thought, that's fine. We'll record it. We'll get it ready. It'll go up on Thursday. Everything will be totally normal. Got to the studio, got the headphones on, got a text message that the author had to cancel. Like, okay, when can we reschedule? Not really sure. I'll get back to you. I was like, okay. So we missed a week. It was the first time we missed a week. Rescheduled the author, got him set up, Got a text the night before. I'm so sorry to do this to you. We had a travel change. And at that point, I was like, it's all good, man. Best of luck. Let's move on. And the most stressful part about this podcast was I thought scheduling guests each week would be the most interesting things to do for the podcast. And I would put our podcast guest list up against really any of them. Like you, whatever your favorite political podcast is out there. I mean, between Darnell Moore and AC Thompson and, you know, Stead Herndon of CNN, W. Kamau Bell, I would put those guests up against anyone, against any guest list out there. It was high quality. It just got too difficult. Like it got too difficult to lock people down, because it's one thing for me to set up my time for them and to build my entire schedule around them, but for it to get canceled and rescheduled. So what we might do moving forward, and we'll have some guests here and there. The truth is, it's probably going to be a lot more me. And it's going to be me talking about the same issues that we always talk about. It's just going to be a little bit more of my opinion. Some of the more, like, I really enjoyed doing the Trayvon Martin episode. And I really, really enjoyed the Kanye West episode, because those are feelings and emotions. And I think a good storyteller can bring you into their feelings or emotions. And I don't know if I'm a good storyteller, but I know I can present information to you mixed in with my feelings, and you can react to that. You know, I'm watching all of this, you know, Surviving R. Kelly stuff and all of the reaction to that about, well, man, did you see Surviving R. Kelly? Man, we need to boycott R. Kelly. This is trash. Yo, man, we were talking about that 6 months ago. Where y'all been? All these people who are all on the documentary tip. Yo, we had this on the podcast 6 months ago. That ain't nothing new here. Dumping R. Kelly from the playlist, that's nothing new. We've been on that tip. But it takes people a while to catch up, and that's fine. That's all good. But I like episodes like that, and I think there's going to be a lot more. There's plenty to discuss. And that was one of the other things that was hard about this, because anyone who, if you're listening to this, you're obviously a socially conscious person. And with being socially conscious comes frustration, because you want to be aware of everything. You want to be aware of what's going on around you. You want to be aware of your surroundings. I mean, that's what conscious is. That's why we chose the name. That's why I chose the name Be Conscious. Be aware of your surroundings. And it's taxing, man. In 2019, it's exhausting. We got a government that shut down. We got a State of the Union address that might not happen next week. And if it does, can you imagine what's going to be said? Yo, there are people who can't make a living right now because the president of the United States is using the government as a bargaining chip. He's using the employment of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people as a bargaining chip for his wall. Yeah, man, there's still plenty to talk about. Young black children are still being murdered on a daily basis. There's still plenty to talk about. All this time we've been gone, the Stephon Clark situation ain't been resolved. There's still something to talk about. It's all still there. You just have to emotionally wrap yourself in it. And it's exhausting and it's tiring. And that's why activists who do this stuff on a daily basis, to me, man, it's amazing. Because you're constantly putting yourself in a state of frustration. Because you can't take this stuff in and not be frustrated. You can't follow everything that's going on in the world right now and not be frustrated. It hurts. It sucks. And no matter how deep your emotional investment is, even if it's just a little bit, just you want to pay a little bit of attention. When you do, it bothers you. That's what Be Conscious is. Be aware of your surroundings. And we're going to continue to be aware of our surroundings. And we'll continue to have these conversations. And if sports intersect with that, cool. We'll bring those to you. If it's music, cool. We'll continue to do that. We ain't shying away from nothing. We'll do 1,000 episodes of this podcast. If they don't ever find a sponsor, it's fine with me. This is an outlet. This is an outlet for me. This is an outlet for you. Because so many of you, and I know there's such a small percentage that actually take the time to tweet or to email or to Facebook or to IG or to whatever, who take the time to say, hey, I heard this episode. Hey, I read this book that you suggested. It was awesome. Or, hey, thanks for the suggestion on this. Thanks for doing this. Keep doing what you're doing. I actually thought if I stopped doing this podcast and didn't get any messages about it, I might just let it roll. Just chalk it up as an experiment that didn't work. But I got enough messages like, yo, man, where's the podcast? Both on social media and to my face. Like, yo, man, where's the podcast at? Well, here it is. And I know this is kind of an abnormal episode, but this is it, man. This is how the podcast started. This is how the podcast grew. And this is where the podcast is now. And we've got people's attention now. Because for some reason, I think I frightened some people in the building. I don't know why. I'm the most likable guy in the world, believe it or not. At least I think I am. Like, I don't come across the abrasive and aggressive unless I'm being challenged on something I believe in. And that picture was something that I believed in. The message behind that picture was something that I believed in. And I was willing to challenge the people above me because I thought it was important for people to see. You know, we're talking about social media here, and you know, as you might remember, when this podcast started, for those who have been following for a while, we put out like teaser videos on Instagram and teaser videos on Twitter and Facebook, and tune in this week to be conscious. Do you know how many millions of people those videos were retweeted to because of people like DeRay McKesson and Estead Herndon and some of the big names that we've had here on this show? I mean, I can't even begin to count. It was just like some of the responses to some of our episodes were fantastic. Do you know what that did for the growth of the podcast? Nothing really. Like, it was minimal. Like, social media works like in clips. Like, think about it. If you're on Instagram and you're on House of Highlights and you're watching a highlight of De'Aaron Fox dunk, you're not going back to watch the whole game. You just got the highlight. That's what you wanted. You see LeBron James monster dunk. You're not seeking out the entire Lakers Bulls game. You got what you wanted right there. Man, those clips, I would spend time agonizing. What clip do I put out? Oh, this is a good one, man. This is a great one. This is going to get everybody's attention. Man, it ain't do nothing. And you know how you get stuff noticed on Facebook and Twitter now? This is something that I've learned along the way. Instagram's the same way because I think Facebook owns Instagram. You pay for it. Now, I'm not talking about like a boost, like how can I get, you know, I'm going to project this past my normal audience. Like, I'm going to boom this into a brand new audience. No. I can put a video or a link on, like I created a Be Conscious Facebook page. So I thought this would be perfect. People can interact here. We could post videos here. We could do tons of stuff here. When you do that, you know who sees it? Nobody. Because Facebook buries it. Why? Because unless you get engagement right away, it falls down in the algorithm. And because the following was low, because I had just created it, all of those videos and posts I was putting out, ain't nobody seeing. Same thing with Twitter. You put a link out on Twitter, Twitter assumes that it's spam and it buries it. I put a video of our radio show goofing around in the studio. Hour later, we'll have, you know, 1,000 views, couple thousand views, whatever it is, to that video. I put a video up of the podcast teasing with a link to the podcast. I'll come back a couple hours later. About 50 people saw it. Because Twitter thinks it's spam. When you put a link out on something like that, Twitter thinks it's spam. Unless it's an article like to a reputable source like CNN, ESPN, Fox, those types of places, they'll recognize those. But you put a link out to like a podcast platform. I think this is spam. We'll leave it out there. We'll let it be out there, but we're going to bury it. No one's going to see it. It's crazy how this social media stuff works. So you can get people to see it. You definitely can. Don't get me wrong. You can get people to see it. You just got to pay for it. You got to promote it. And promote doesn't mean, hey, advertise this to the world. Promote means, hey, put in your credit card number. Let us know how many people you want this post to reach, and we'll max out your daily value there. How many days you want to do it? 5? Cool. $150 later. let's see how many people click on your podcast. I did that with some radio stuff, like out of my own budget. Because as I told you, we've really kind of reformatted our radio show. We've some of the people who have always been on it have taken on greater roles. I've mentioned we added a new member to the show, and you know we're really trying to push what we're doing out there. I paid for a Facebook promotion out of my own pocket just because I was curious what it would do. It's like our Facebook interaction has been extraordinary over the course of the last week. I'm going to push this out to more people and get more people involved in what we're doing. Push it out, I think, to 1,000 people. I think that was like the dollar value. It got it out to 1,000 people within like 2 days or something. So 1,000 people saw our ad for our Facebook page with our nice little logos and our pretty little faces. You know how many people liked the page coming off of that 1,000? One. Man, social media is a racket. But I tried. I wanted to see what it would do. Now I know it didn't do nothing. People saw it, but they didn't react to it. And I thought it was a pretty damn good ad, if I do say so myself. But it's just interesting how this social media works. So what we're going to continue to do, the way this podcast has grown, the way that this podcast did not disappear over the course of the last, you know, month and some change is word of mouth. That's why. And really because of you who are listening. You're the reason this podcast didn't disappear. I know some of you follow me on social media, and I know some of you listen to the radio show, and I'm so thankful for that. But I know many of you, those same people you have told your friends verbally about this podcast, you have shared it with other people. That is how this podcast has grown. That's why the subscriber rate for this podcast grew while we were away. And I can't thank you enough for that, because I really do, advertisers or not, company support or not, I believe in this podcast because I believe in the message of it. And one thing that we're going to do a lot here in season two is I get a lot of questions on social media, particularly on Twitter at Damian Barling. I get a lot of questions there. We're going to start having discussions with those questions, and I want to be more interactive with all of you who listen to this. So again, I know this was a kind of a weird episode of the show. It doesn't really fit the format of what we normally do, but I wanted to let you know how we got here. I wanted to let you know where I've been, and I wanted to let you know where this podcast is going. And I still very much believe in it. We're still going to do it. I don't know what to tease next week. I don't know how to, hey, tune in next Thursday when we talk about, man, I have no idea. Because I don't know what this world is going to bring us over the course of the next 6 days before I sit down to record this again. But I know there'll be something for us to talk about, and that's what we're going to do. So if you missed the social media networks earlier, it's at Damian Barling. It's just my first and last name across all social media platforms, whatever your preference is, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I'm there. If you want to send something longer, at Damian Barling, Damian Barling at M-E, that's me, .com, you can reach out to me there. And again, one more time, thank you so much for supporting this podcast. Thank you so much for sticking around and watching, listening to some of the older episodes while we kind of sat back and regrouped and refocused here and got this thing going for season two. So again, I appreciate you so, so much. Reach out on social media, and we'll be back next Thursday with a new episode of Be Conscious.